conversation around substance abuse, particularly focusing on alcohol abuse and violence. And we have on the line from the Department of the National Department of Social Development, we have Cesar Magangwe, who is the Chief Director of Families and Social Crime Prevention at the department. Cesar, thank you so much for joining us on the line.
Thank you, and good evening to you and your listeners.
Thank you so much. Let's just get into it. I know earlier this year, the Department of Social Development launched a campaign earlier this year known as the Anti-Substance Abuse Campaign. And this was exhibitions in tertiary institutions like this one here at WITS. And I want us to talk more about it so that our listeners who might be sitting at home thinking they have a problem or maybe know a friend on university campus who has a problem. What are the events? What inspired the events for the campaign? And why? Why now? Why launch this campaign particularly aimed at university students?
Yes, the reason why we've launched this campaign is because for a very long time, institutions of higher learning have been neglected. You know, if we've been looking at other areas focusing on risky target groups and so on, but university students, we're almost forgotten. It's a community on its own, and it's easy for us to forget it because it's there, it's hidden there. No one knows what is happening. No one really is concerned about them, or you can easily forget them, as I'm saying. So we looked at the statistics that we normally receive from MRC. We are in partnership with Medical Research Council.
The South African Medical Research Council.
Yes, and the statistics were saying to us, alcohol is still the number one. We call it a gateway drug, because it means it's the one that opens. You start drinking as a social drinker. Before you know it, you become addicted. Mm-hmm. And people, they tend to take alcohol as a drug that is not a drug, or is an acceptable drug, simply because it's legal. And yet they forget that at the end of the day, it is addictive, and if care is not taken, you might lose your future because of substance abuse such as alcohol. So the Medical Research Council basically said to us, the findings was that there's the prevalence of substance abuse is very high among the young people and in the institutions of higher learning. So we then decided to shift the focus and focus on those communities, so that, you know, they get to know what is happening around, whatever that they think is acceptable. It has harmful effects, and we need to start working around it. So that's why we launched the campaign. But it's more than 2 years now the campaign has been running.
Okay. And you know, since the South African Medical Research Council has shown that young people, particularly in university, do use alcohol, do abuse or use alcohol beyond just socially, what are the kind of prevention methods that are being put in place by the Department of Social Development? And also, what are the mechanisms in place for people who are maybe listening right now and being like, yo, yeah, maybe that glass of wine every day or that bottle of beer that I'm drinking just to cope with my studies or to fall asleep at night is a problem. Where can they go? How can the Department of Social Development help them?
Yeah, we want to upscale our interventions. We're not entirely happy with what we are currently doing. Currently, we seek slots when you do your orientation week. We participate there. We come with our gazebo to exhibit, distribute pamphlets, engage young people, talk about it. And also, some of them do come up and say, disclose that I've got a problem. And then we refer them. We've got, NGOs as well as public treatment centers that are providing treatment. And we refer them, to those, spaces so that their matter can be addressed. But as I'm saying that, we realize that, you know, for us just to intervene narrowing at that, using that week is not enough. We need to, you know, invade the entire institution, the entire community, so that we can really bring about meaningful changes. For an example, some campuses, they run the bottle store. For us, that is a problem. How do you open a bottle store in that kind of an institution? Because you know that young people, because of their age, it's very difficult for them to say no. Even if they know that this thing is dangerous, they still do it because of they are still grappling with who they are and trying to define themselves. So you cannot put pressure on top of what they are going through as young people. So we looking at those kind of issues to say, when you open a bar there, what are you looking at? What are your outcomes for that you want to achieve in that community with those kind of settings? So we are raising those issues of policy to say policy measures around those issues of making alcohol accessible. Number two, we are also saying policies, we must have very strong policies that are against. For instance, this day, if I remember, if I'm not mistaken, but I sent to be corrected, the Stellenbosch University, for the first time, took a decision that a policy decision that no alcohol is allowed in their campuses. You mustn't work with alcohol as freely as that. You won't stop the drinking, but at least we've made a policy decision. So students know what is expected, what is not, and you are beginning to bring new norms now to that institution and say, a new norm is that you can still have fun without drinking. But if you have things that are enabling students to be more addicted, you can't say you want to fight alcohol abuse and yet everything that you do as a university, it's centered around alcohol and drug abuse.
That's quite interesting, Cesar, and thank you so much for joining us on the Wellness Booth to just talk about the department's interventions in university campuses. Quite interesting views where you're saying that the allowance of alcohol on campuses is the allowance or the enabling of alcohol abuse.